The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
We're just starting.
Welcome
to the next episode of the Brethren.
Full mouthful of Oreo white chocolate dairy milk.
It's not going down.
Before this podcast, we've already...
White chocolate is the chewiest of the chocolates.
Yeah, that is not good.
Big mistake. I'm trying to chomp on all
the Pepsi dough.
For context for people, we've already had our daily allowance of sugar in the last 5 minutes.
Oh,
here.
Jesus, Charles.
Tell the listeners what's going on.
People know I love my Mediterranean sweets. So I thought I'd bring some treats down to the podcast.
Treat everyone. Us.
But yeah, fucking got these weird shaped ones that we just tried. Very nice.
What were the? You said the name, didn't you? Or was that the other stuff?
I don't want to say it because I'm going to butcher it. People can find out another way.
Well, now you're worried about butchering stuff.
Yeah. I butcher quite a lot of stuff on this podcast in the past.
We could say, though, the food we ate was halal.
Yeah.
As Charles got it from halal shop.
Hilal.
Praise Allah.
Praise Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
But we got a special guest again.
Historian.
Very much historian.
So. Historian.
Historian. That's an insult to actual historians. Aaron.
Welcome
back. Absolute pleasure to be back. Like, honour that you've asked me to come back.
Well,
I didn't nag at all, I swear.
The last time you were, it was such a laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very interesting. It especially for me, who has no idea.
Who hated,
hated of Aquitaine.
She was
Jesus.
Such a bitch.
I've never seen anyone hate someone as much as you hated her.
Just an awful, awful woman.
Just get bad vibes from her.
I feel like she's like every woman, awful.
Well, you know, that's why you come for this podcast.
This is why.
The hot takes. Every woman is awful. You heard it here first.
Keep them in the kitchen. Please.
Anyway. Sorry, that's my Reddit.
We are not at that point yet where we need to censor ourselves. When we get to that point, I will be all for trans people.
Charles, I have missed you. Right. I have missed you a lot. You need to come for a pint more often.
This is me sober as well. Like, this is, well, imagine if I ever got pissed, right?
How much sugar have we just consumed?
True.
Oh my God. I don't think we're sober, actually.
I hear my eyes.
I can see my towns.
What have you been up to, Aaron?
Since? Mainly just nagging to come back on this podcast, really. No. I'm busy with work. Obviously, I spoke to Charles earlier, but I'm a carer. My day job. We've got a couple of people just on work at the on leave at the minute, so
bastards.
Filling in some
long hours.
How bastards. Dare they get some rest?
Get back to work. Awful.
Ah, well. The thing, they've all got kids and stuff like that. It's a lot easier for me just to swoop in.
It's their fault.
I see, yeah.
Don't have kids.
Just a hero. just a little message out there to everyone. If anyone's...
don't have kids.
Likes random historical facts. And
just don't do it.
And I've had a shave.
Yeah, you look professional for the pod.
Oh, well, last time I looked like you just picked me up off the street and said, do you know anything about Richard Lionheart?
I am Richard Lionheart.
Wow, what an idea. We should have just done that. Pretended to have the historical person there with us.
Oh, what a concept that is. Yeah, you be Hitler next.
I'm busy for that one.
Yeah. We've got Mao on next.
Mao.
So what are we doing today?
Today Charles is the Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, again, I'm always the Carl Pilkington and people say that like it's a bad theme, but like I'm interested still.
Regarding
the subject.
I think it's Have I been the Carl Pilkington yet?
Nasty, you're way too interested in like if you know the topic a week beforehand, you will do some research.
But yeah, I think you got put off with the names of all the kingdoms.
Oh, in this one, my head was fried. Like, oh my God, what's going on?
So what are we doing?
So today, Alfred the Great.
Yeah, like I really wanted to do this one because obviously Richard the Lionheart is a lot of people. Should we say English people's favourite monarch?
The fan favourite.
Yeah. And obviously there's pros and cons to that. Like, but for me, the real GOAT
the real great
Joe A.T.
is Alfred, and what a story.
Big Alf.
Alfred has. And the impact of his rule, like, to this day, we feel it, for sure.
Yeah, the true English, true, like, because Richard, well, we'll get into it, but Richard, as we learnt, how long did he spend in England?
Well, as king, was as less king. Than a year, wasn't it?
Yeah, he didn't like it here.
He lived in England until he was 8 years old, and then his mum, Eleanor,
who Charles hates,
sent them off, and then they went to war with the dad for no reason.
Yeah, they fucked it all up.
Crazy story,
Richard.
Yeah, but Alfred, he is the he was here, wasn't he?
Richard's one of those historical people like Napoleon, where if you made a film about their lives, you wouldn't believe it. Just of how mental it was,
you wouldn't believe it. You'd be questioning it.
Even this Napoleon film's going to come out, I reckon.
Whacking Phoenix.
It's not even about half the stuff that he did.
Yeah. You have done a Napoleon episode way back, haven't you?
We have, yeah. Thing is, I think with that episode, I might need to do it again because...
shit. Is this what you're saying?
No, I just think there's that much information. I think we just couldn't fit it all in.
Yeah, gotcha. He's like, even like, short life, so much.
Yeah. Really? Even the battles, I would have liked to have like talked about just the individual battles. There's just so much. It's like it's too much for our small minds to remember. Yeah,
he's one of the people of history.
Ridley Scott directing that.
Yeah.
Is fucking hell, it's going to be bonkers, that film. When's it coming out?
November.
That's quick. When the fuck did they start doing this? I swear he was doing The Joker, and then he did that fucking Beauty is Afraid film.
He's been doing
fucking the time.
And in his own spare time, he was Napoleon.
Yeah. In his own spare time. He's done quite a lot this year.
I think we should go and watch that. We should go and watch that.
Napoleon film.
Yeah, I'm game for that. Yeah, I'm not game for the Oppenheimer.
Why?
Oppenheimer. I just thought, I was like, I feel like it's just a bum fest for Cillian Murphy.
Really?
And
he's great though.
Do you know, like, he's been working on this film since he made his first film, The Christopher Nolan.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not like just a wank off Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, it's a proper film.
Yeah.
3 hours long?
Part of me is thinking 3 hours watching that. I'd rather watch like a proper documentary on the real life stuff.
It's dialogue heavy, I've heard. So maybe wait till it's on digital, watch it at home.
Just watch the documentary. There'll be a documentary.
I've got plans to go with my mum. In a week's time.
Ooh.
And do the viewing where you can get alcoholic beverages. I think we're just going to get plastered watching.
Oh, yeah, that's...
and then watch a big old bomb go off.
I've been to that. Is it the Everyman in Liverpool?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they fucking... big sofas, order fucking everything. Pizzas and shit to you. What? To you?
We can even while the film's going, there'll be like a bar you can go and walk to.
Yeah.
And
get your fucking drinks.
Okay, I see.
It's quite good.
Very interesting. Yeah. Now that I think is worthwhile.
Be great for Napoleon as well.
I kind of want to watch it like IMAX, like 75
mm. Napoleon.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Just to see the big fucking.
Because he doesn't use CGI, Christopher Nolan. Like the other explosions that you're gonna see.
The real.
Which is crazy, by the way. Like how
I'll give him that. Yeah, I'll give him
to be. You know, I just feel like the budget.
Mimic a nuclear.
Did he actually do that? Was it? So it was only cost $50 million. The Oppenheimer, I think.
Really,
the whole film, unless I'm wrong.
Wow, that's incredible. No, I've not. I don't know the details.
I don't know. Yeah, it's already beat it at the box. That whole Barbie Oppenheimer double bill thing has really done well for cinema, considering all the shit that's going on at the moment.
It's done loads of tickets, hasn't it? Like. You know, but them two are released on the same day. The sales for tickets like fucking shot up.
I know this isn't part of the podcast, but with all the strikes going on at the moment.
Go on.
The strikes are fucking ruining everything that's going on.
I don't agree with those strikes because...
Whoa, this is a bold statement.
You know why?
Workers' rights, because you don't agree.
I think the standard of films now, these writers are just absolute shite.
I'd say it depends on the film. I mean, Everything Everywhere All at Once was incredible.
Oh, that was top.
There are films out there, you just don't really see them as much. They're not advertised as much.
It's just too much shite. You go on Netflix and Amazon. It's just
more the studios, though. The studios pick shite. The superhero stuff is way too much.
There's no real raw films. A24 does it.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvel stuff, superhero stuff, I still enjoy it, but it used to be more exciting because it was rare. It was like only maybe once or twice a year, and it was a big build up to it.
So it's diluted now.
Now it's like every 3 months you get a new series.
I think everything's just diluted. Film, the whole of cinema's just diluted now.
Well, that's why all the superhero ones, like DC ones, Flash bombed, Black Adam bombed.
I mean, There's multiple reasons why Flash bombed.
Yeah, yeah, true. There's But fucking, like you said, diluted fucking Secret Invasion on Disney on the Disney Plus.
I've actually enjoyed that.
Yeah. No one's watching it.
No one's watching it, and it's one of the best ones that they've made because it's dialogue heavy. It's but good. The acting is just
It's good acting,
and it gets to the point every
episode. There's it's worth watching.
Wait, what is basically. It?
It's based on the Skrull invasion of Marvel. They've changed the
original invasion
story.
Of the body snatchers because they can be anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's Nick Fury trying to from the inside set them down.
I do prefer the original comic though.
Yeah.
That was a big scale.
I think it will always be the comics will always probably outdo what they can do on a film
on screen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I get you.
It's not the podcast though. Sorry.
Anyway,
I could generally talk about comics and all that
shit.
But the
very freedom of why we can speak at these podcasts. The great man.
Alfred.
Great transition.
Okay, so where do we start?
I mean, there's a great... When I was looking up, trying to get my little Word document together.
Yeah.
There's a great starting line on one of them, which is, when he was born, it must have seemed unlikely that Alfred would become king. He had four older brothers, and he said he never desired royal power.
He didn't want it.
By the time he was 22, all of his brothers had been killed.
Fuck off! What?
He was the least likely heir to the last kingdom standing.
So what happened to his brothers?
They were all kings, weren't they?
They're all kings. Some of them died of illness, but his older brother that was directly older than him, just a year, he was king for a little bit, and he was kind of like his general.
Right.
But Alfred was always more about scholarship. He was about learning.
Yeah.
And he was influenced probably mostly from his trips to Rome as a child.
Right.
So he was born...
That's only going to ever do you good.
No. Yeah, I know, right?
God, he was born in 849. There we are, thank you. It's just very... It's like... It's a bit... They don't know the exact dates, but these are like rough estimates. And when he was about 6 years old, he went on pilgrimage to Rome.
Yeah.
Which was actually like... You can imagine in the 900s, it's a pretty big...
Yeah, it's
a big venture, a big deal to do that type of journey.
Yeah, there's no like... You're not getting a taxi, aren't you? And then going into an Airbnb.
Yeah, can't get a cruise down there with the king. Doesn't matter if you're king or not, you get on that bloody horse and that bloody watch. But yeah, so he was inspired by his trip to Rome, it said, in the arts.
Yeah.
But he was a heavily trained military man. He had to be. Because at this point in time, the Vikings were non-stop.
We need to talk about these, don't we, as well? The Vikings.
One day.
Well, I've done an episode on it, and again, it's like the Napoleon. I think there was just... There's too much information that we just couldn't fit it into the episode.
We should have done it in York. It would have made sense.
God, that's what... Yeah, it's very fucking special.
It's fucking stupid. We missed the
York is
there.
The Viking name as well.
York. What is it? Was it short for something? York.
Etherwich. Etherwich was the Anglo-Saxon name. And when the Vikings... I think it's Etherwich. Yeah. When the Vikings took over, they changed the name to Jorvik.
Jorvik, that's it.
And then
it.
Over time, with the Jorvik. English, it's become York.
York, yeah.
There you go.
Capital of the Dane... What is it? The Dane land... There was the castle. Danelaw.
Powerful little place, but little. York was a very powerful medieval place for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a big target.
Great place.
Charles's residency.
Yeah, I know.
Defending the castle walls.
Miss it so much.
His mother, who... Actually, I don't know, there's not much said about his mother. I'm thinking about his wife. But his mother...
Eleanor Avrack was...
She's back.
This fucking bitch.
She encouraged his interest in English poetry.
Ah, that's one thing I've seen. He was into English poetry, wasn't he?
Yeah, and the English language was a very big deal to Alfred and his reign. Because at this time, the word of law was Latin. That was all documents, everything was Latin.
Yeah, everything was taught, wasn't it, in Latin spoken Latin.
Unlike Richard, could actually probably speak English very well.
It would have been probably a slightly different version of English.
Okay.
You fucking cunt.
Yeah. Imagine a proper Southern Alfred. Yeah.
Wagwan fam.
Fucking Vikings.
Bit different.
Yeah. But all the same. So that obviously stimulated this sort of this nationalistic English should be the language, and during his reign, he encouraged every man that came of age to learn English as the main language.
I have a question in regards to the language. You say it's a bit different. So, if we were thrown back in time, could we have a serious conversation? Would it really?
It'd be really hard.
Fucking hell.
We'd
understand
a lot of our words are French.
Yeah, I was going to say, from the Normans, isn't it?
Yeah, the Normans were the last kind of change in our language. Well, obviously, there's been changes. like that was 1,000 years ago. So there would have been like a lot of changes, but the actual
the big
moment was William. So this is Old English, is what this is.
Old English.
That is bonkers.
Mainly Germanic.
That,
isn't it?
That we can't
Celtic
go back.
Influence.
Speak our own language.
Yeah.
I was planning on that as well.
But that'd be the same as anywhere. France, Germany. Like,
true.
If you go back to that time, you're not understanding anyone. It's going to sound...
Do you think there'd be a few words, though, that you...
If you learn Latin, I think you might be all right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you've got to learn Latin.
Do you think that would be the same in, like, the future? Right now? So, like, people in the future wouldn't be able to come back to this time and understand what we're saying. So, like, if they listen to this podcast...
I say if you go back 100 years now from this point, when everyone's going, oh, by Jove, that just happened, blah, 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 and everyone's got different ways of saying things.
Mm. Yeah,
we don't understand, but you can see there's been a change. Look at Shakespeare's writing.
True.
To us now.
Well, even, don't have to go that far, even like from the 1800s, you know, like Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Mary Shelley's...
Frankenstein.
Fucking Frankenstein. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, them books, they're written like... Even Wuthering Heights, it's written a bit... Like, you can understand it, but it's not like...
Wuthering Heights is... If you read that book, it reads very weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, like... yeah. It's not like fluent in the way we're speaking now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can still understand it, but it's like... It's like Clockwork Orange.
Oh, that's that.
It's a bit like that, where it's... You understand it, but it's different, if you know what I mean.
Oh, they all have... Oh, but that's Cockney rhyming, Sam. That's all like, Bazoomy and shit like that. And you're like, what the fuck is...
You know what's weird about that? In Clockwork Orange, there's random words like that, isn't there?
Yeah.
You get to about halfway through the story, and you're like fluent in it, aren't you, almost?
Oh, I was
fluent
in it.
Weird how it like grows on you.
Yeah, I was fluent in it, and then I can't, if I go back and read that book, it'll take me ages now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But moving on, anyway. Yeah. That's my question.
No, that helps, because I could look while you were talking.
Yeah. It helps.
Yeah, I think we should mention about, have you got your notes on Lindisfarne and the Vikings?
Well, I don't really, that was like the late 700s.
Earlier on.
Because it's...
That's when the Vikings first kind of had a major raid on...
Yeah, that was beforehand. Yeah, so basically...
It's like 100 years prior.
Yeah, the Vikings were terrorising England at this time.
Having a
there
laugh.
There was no... Well...
Yeah, having a laugh. Yeah. So having
it,
a rape.
So put it mildly, they were better fighters than us. Yeah. By a country mile. Like, well, they were aggressive, they know what they wanted... They came in, they got it, they slaughtered without mercy.
Yeah, no prisoners, just
the top dogs.
No, they take some prisoners back, for sure, slaves. Yeah. Slavery was rife in that era.
That could be our debate podcast. Who could win in a fight, the mafia or the fucking Vikings? Argue out.
Well, you know, have you ever heard about the berserker mode?
Yeah, that's
true.
They
take a magic mushroom. They take a magic mushroom and turn into a berserker and just go fucking wild on the battlefield.
You're supposed to have killed a bear by yourself as well, aren't you, to earn the moniker berserker?
Is that what it
the
is? Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
Imagine getting that today. So anyone want to try? Yeah. I'm just gonna leave it, mate.
I'm gonna pass on that.
Anyone want the moniker berserker?
Yeah. Anyone want the moniker? What's the privileges? I go. You just get called berserker.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. God.
You get called.
Don't really fancy it, mate.
Madman.
Yeah. Oh, Khabib steps up now.
Yeah, so I'll do it.
The real, like, you said you wanted to do one on the Vikings. The problem is, during that era, all of the knowledge we know about Vikings come from people that had to fight against them. Because the Vikings, at that point, did not write anything
down.
They not made history.
They weren't taking
notes.
Not in
the way that we made history, anyway.
Just big doofuses, that's what they sound like.
Yeah,
big
swinging axes.
Brawling men.
Well, like,
they were organised enough, clearly. Yeah.
We had like the clergy, didn't we?
Mm.
They took most of the writings down at that time.
Well, good old Alfred.
Alfred
is the one that, I wouldn't say started writing English history, but he started the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle.
That's fucking it, hell,
what a guy.
That's where you get most history from, isn't it? The Anglo-Saxon Chronicles.
That period of time, for sure.
Can you buy that, like, in its full?
I think you can get it for free, just on, I think if you just get it up.
Yeah.
I think it's just like...
How long is it?
Freedom.
I'd love to read
probably
that.
Probably long.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of ramblings. You know, people just rambling about
what
they
said. This guy went to the toilet and then...
My dad got me a big book ages ago called The Doomsday Book?
That's something that I'm pretty sure William the Conk.
That's William the Conk.
My dad just got out and went, oh, this must be a great story. And then I fucking open it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I might just bring it next episode and just
you know
stick
what? I think Rainford's in the Doomsday Chronicles.
Really?
How long? It's 1,000 years ago,
it's
isn't
like
it?
A 1,000 years
The Doomsday.
Old. It was a document of every single holding in England.
Yeah,
that
it was
bonkers.
It was like, wasn't it? William came in and said, like, he wants.
I want to know.
Yeah.
What's?
I want to know what's going on in this
what's
country.
Mine?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Okay, well, I'll bring it next time.
Wow, I cannot believe you got that. I can't believe you've kept that secret to us.
Me dad's weird. Me dad just sends me shit, and one day I'll find out all the meaning behind
history
it,
books.
To be honest. So, yeah.
So, have you heard of the Great Heathen Army?
Oh, yes.
The Great Heathen Army, as
Heathen
it was
Army? No,
it was a great Viking army.
Okay.
It landed in England, so basically, like, colonists, in 865.
860, so...
In East Anglia.
This is, like, 20 years after Alfred's born.
Yeah. And it's his brother in charge at the minute. Oh. So if that's the case, older brother by about a year. They land in East Anglia, and they take possession of Northumbria by 867.
Yeah,
so Northumbria is completely under Viking.
Northumbria is the Northern Territory.
So how old is he by this point, like the Alfred?
I think he's like in his 20s, isn't he?
Maybe. Because he's 16 to 19.
Right, so his brother's like 20.
Yeah.
Very young. Like, his mum and dad, one of his oldest brothers died before he was even born.
That is bonkers, yeah.
I know, imagine. I don't know if you believe that type of stuff, but it's almost like he was meant to be king. The amount of things that happened for him to then...
It was, like, almost written for him.
Yeah,
In a, like, non-written way.
Yeah. And it, like, there was no other choice. Like, he was the last king. Like, a bit of backstory with the Saxons... Their monarchies were elective at this point.
Mm.
So you had to be noble, you had to have a claim. But when a king died, it wasn't automatic that the son got it. They went to a wit, it was called, and all the noblemen would have like a vote, a meeting.
Right.
And they would decide the new... Like at the end of Game of Thrones, if you've seen it, they all decide who the next king's going to be, and that's...
Democracy.
In a fucked up way.
Parliament.
Yeah.
A handful of people for an entire country to decide who's going to rule us.
Democracy.
Very interesting.
So at this point, there were, like, his brothers did have children, but that's it, they were children. And so Alfred was the only adult of the house that
was
left. So the first mention of him appearing in service in battle is in 868, when he went with his brother to fight against the army.
The Great Viking Heathen Army
was, I got some notes on this, but Ragnar, who's in the Vikings program, isn't he?
Do you want to give a little bit of backstory on who the Viking players were at this point?
Should we?
Because Ragnar is even debated if he was real.
What?
His sons are real.
So his sons, Ivan the Boneless, and the other one, basically ran the Heathen army who come over. And some say it was on revenge because Ragnar, their father, was it thrown into a pit of snakes?
Yes.
Like when he was in England beforehand, trying to take Northumbria or something, the king threw him into a pit of snakes.
He was captured and given to the king of Northumbria because of what he'd done in Northumbria.
And then his sons.
So there's a legendary Viking called Ragnar, and then there's the Ragnar that died in the pit, and it's just unsure if they're the same, because it's a lot for someone to do in a lifetime. Let's just say that, over a really big span of time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So his sons, Ragnar's sons, Jarl Halfdan Whiteshirt.
Wow, what a name. What? Say that again slowly, please.
Jarl Dan. Whiteshirt.
Whiteshirt. Wow.
Guess how we got the name? Because he'd wear a white shirt into battle, and it would be white at the end of it.
Wow. Hey, that's quite good.
I like that.
No one's fucking touching me.
Yeah, no blood on me.
Ivar the Boneless was reported to have very limited use of his legs.
spina bifida.
But you did not fuck with him.
Wow.
He was a Jarl in his own right. He was a terrifying Jarl.
That is ruthless. Cool.
Ruthless.
Do you have like cystic fibrosis or something like that?
Something like that. He would struggle to walk, basically.
Wow. These
Vikings. These heathens.
Jarl Dan would have been round about the Jorvik area, York. And Ivar wasn't actually in England. He was stationed in the Scottish Isles. Just to the left.
Just staying out of harm's way for a bit.
Yeah. Well, his army was there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted land off the Northumbrians.
Yeah, so they came in. They came into the... And they set up York, didn't they?
Yeah, that was...
They flew in, fucking big army. So it's gone from...
Flew in?
Yeah, flew in. It's gone from like little Viking raids.
Yeah.
Now it's over, 100 years or something.
Well, the Vikings that originally came... were Norwegian, and the I think all Swedish.
Yeah.
These Vikings that have come now are Danish.
Danish, I say.
And they've come not just because for landing, but their land isn't as fertile as England's is at this point.
Yeah.
Or still isn't.
I see.
So they've come to colonise and set up, but brutally. Not just like, oh, we've come to like see if we can migrate or whatever. No, it's like,
we're taking
you're in our house.
Wow.
Yeah, we're fucking shit up. So this big heathen army.
Yeah, so the big heathen army, and they met, believe it or not, they met this army, and in like a wet fart, the Danes refused to fight.
Bastards.
They didn't want it at this point in time.
What?
I've heard about you, Mr. White T-shirt. Not having
Wait,
that.
Wait, what year is this? I've got a few. I said about the heathen army came, they first took East Anglia.
Yeah, they landed in East Anglia.
Then they went to Northumbria and took York. Yeah. Selp York is the main bit. Yeah. Then they went into Mercia.
This was after that. So this is...
Oh, is this...
No, no, they went into Mercia. Yeah. They went to meet him because there is the Mercians and the Wessex were married into each other, so... Mm.
Mercia's like middle
the mid-kingdom. Think of Mercia middle.
Mercia middle.
Yeah.
Got it.
And Alfred's wife was... descended from Mercian kings. Mm. So there was that connection there anyway. That's important because it gives Alfred a claim on the Mercian throne.
Oh, that good old claim.
Yeah. So they fought like... So they made peace, the Danes fucked off, but then it was like the raids. It was like guerrilla warfare, them coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Battles. And many times Alfred and his brother... Let's get his brother's name up, sorry, because I've not said it yet.
Yeah, there was a Siege of Nottingham.
Ethelred, that's it.
Ethelred. Siege of Nottingham, that was a fight I've got down in Mercia. I've got a few battles as well, if you want to talk about them later.
Yeah, for sure. But, so anyway, Ethelred died in 871, and this was just from wounds from a battle, and Alfred ascended to the throne.
You only think about, like, what wounds could you die from in a battle? There's so much.
I mean, fucking everything.
Like, a sword to the neck, an axe to the skull.
I know.
Your whole lower half.
So many complications.
And as king, you're expected to be in the melee.
Yeah, you're expected to be right there fighting.
So you had to be a good fighter to survive.
Oh, man. Must be so
I
fucking
bet Alfred's
brutal.
Fucking fuming. All his brothers are dead. I didn't want this fucking throne. I thought I was getting away scot-free.
I've got this fucking heathen army.
You know, this heathen army's coming down. Fucking white t-shirt guy's at me door. Fuming?
He's having me off.
And it's not getting any less white.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell.
So in 871... there was a battle at Wilton. Have you got that marked down?
Which ones? I've got the Battle of Reading, Battle of Ashdown.
I'm sure we'll get to them.
Yeah, you might.
The smaller battles. This is kind of like an overview at the minute.
Yeah.
So there's a big battle at Wilton, which was unsuccessful. Wilton. It was kind of like it fought to a draw. But
what? How does a draw even happen on the battlefield?
I think they just go, you too, yeah.
The point where it was like no point going on because there'd be no men left, basically, probably.
Sure. Hey, hold on a second. What are we fighting for?
Yeah, what's going on?
They would have had a break in combat after a day or whatever and had a talk. For sure, negotiated.
Listen here.
Sit down here.
Can't be asked. You?
I'm starving.
Like, you go back to your side and I'm just going to go and chill. And but it's so important. It bought Wessex 5 years of peace.
Yeah.
And that this 5 years was incredibly important.
I just feel like with every battle war in history, if they just went, Can you be asked? Hey, peace.
And then you've got some like one berserker and mushrooms fucking swinging around.
I'm not done.
Yeah,
let's
I'm not
go.
Fucking done. Sort him out. Fucking sort him out. Yeah.
So. The Danes once again came after Wessex. South.
Yeah, fucking Danes.
So we're just saying Mercia middle, Wessex south. Like the bottom.
Yeah.
So Wessex the bottom. they marched on them unsuccessfully, but as you guys were saying, they didn't just bog off. They looked like they bogged off,
yeah.
And then they surprised attacked, and Dan White nearly wiped out Wessex from the map.
What?
At that time, Alfred himself and his family were at Chippenham.
Ah, yeah.
And they managed to capture the castle, killed most of the people in there, and only Alfred and a few people actually managed to escape.
Mm,
so
convenient.
At this point, Alfred is landless. The kingdom has fallen.
Is it the leader of the Vikings at this time is Guthrum.
Just wanted to do his poetry.
King of East Anglia, basically. The Viking king of East Anglia.
He's already got East Anglia now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. I've got a funny story about the burning of cakes.
Yeah, that's about to happen.
Is that about to go? Yeah. We need to tell Charles that. That's funny.
The what?
You're like...
Right, so Alfred is an extremely pious man, but he's also one of strong will, and he wouldn't submit ever. Like, so while to him, while he is still alive, Wessex still survives, he goes in hiding in Somerset, into the marshes.
Love Somerset.
Yeah, it's a lovely place, but very it's also nice. Quite marshy at the some of the land. Mm. And within that marsh, he lived with some of his retinue of men.
Fucking hell.
Like a toad. As a king, and you're living in that.
Performing guerrilla warfare against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what it's like? It's like Che Guevara in the mountains.
That is quite sick. Cuba.
Yeah, he was in hiding. And he decided, you know what? If I've lost that fort, I'm going to build my own. So he built a fort where he was hiding. Built his own fort where he was hiding.
Just loads of fucking wood standing, like, about to collapse on itself.
Yeah. Made of, like, rotten wood.
Yeah.
So the cake story happened just as he was arriving in Somerset. He sought sanctuary with a peasant woman who had no clue who he was at all.
So she's just, like, on her farm, and this guy rocks up, like...
Starts shagging, and he's like, oh, fucking... I've shagged the King of England here. Shit. What's going on?
Alfred was a cook to God, honestly.
Was he? Like,
yeah. He would not have betrayed his wife.
Monogamist.
Yeah, monogamist.
I mean, he's the one that called them the Great Heathen Army and not the Great Viking Army.
Heathens. Yeah. Bloody heathens.
So he was like, this woman, yo, can I stay here for a little bit? I'm in a bit of trouble. I won't cause you any bother. And she's like, yeah, Sam. By the way, I've got some cakes cooking in the oven. Some
the
wheaten
woman.
Cakes.
The yeah, woman the woman's got some cakes, yeah. Yeah.
Watch them. Do not let the bastards burn.
Yeah, she goes out doing a farming or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can and you watch these
I know where this is going.
He's planning away, Alfred. Yeah, cakes?
He doesn't yet.
Who gives a shit King about of England cakes? I'm trying heathens. To bloody get my kingdom back. Not even England, but bloody duchy.
Yeah.
So the cakes burn.
Yeah, the cakes fucking burn
horribly. And she scalds the crap out of him. And it's such a legendary scalding that the story is passed down orally for about 500 years before it's actually written down.
Oh, wow.
Like, she proper,
this
like, tells him off.
This was the scalding of the century.
But it's funny, because she didn't know he was the king.
He was her king. He was her king.
Bonkers,
and
that.
He was that humble, wasn't he? He didn't
apologise, yeah.
He didn't...
About your cakes, mate.
Yeah, he was just like...
He's like, these are the cakes I'm fighting for.
But yeah, he was like, he understood the woman. You know, like some people would like lose their shit, wouldn't they? Go, I'm the fucking king.
What
you
king
can't
would
talk
have
to be
edited most of these kings?
Yeah.
Be editor?
But he was like Sam, wasn't he supposed to be?
Yeah,
like,
he was. Yeah,
I'd have been editor.
Yeah,
you
would have
fucking killed
him. Listen,
Charles, he was a king of the people.
He's a king of the people, yeah.
Not a king of cakes.
King.
Yeah, Charles is the king of cakes,
I'd fucking.
King of sweets,
I'd be head of everyone, me.
You would have ate those cakes,
Charles.
I'd have ate those fucking cakes. I'd have ate her too.
Well, you know, when you're hungry and you're on the run.
Yeah.
It were Vikings, that.
Crumbs everywhere. Hands covered in...
How many accents has Alfred had now?
Yeah, true, yeah. He's had a fucking ton of...
So, anyway, he sets up this fort and he starts, like, you know, peeing off the Vikings, right? And the cool bit is he decides he's going to get an army together. He's like, one last ride. Do or die.
One last go.
Right. Let's get an army.
Is this the last bit? For the fighting the Vikings.
No.
Oh.
This is before the Danelaw.
This is 1% into the story.
Not 1%, but this is like the very first few years of his rule.
Yeah.
Was all just this.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't implement the things that made him great until this was sorted.
I see. You need to sort this army out.
Yeah.
And
it's things like this is like what made him great. He sent out letters to all of the surrounding people that were now under Viking, like, you know, his eldermen, which would have been like your counts, your mayors and stuff like that. All of these had sworn allegiance to the Vikings, but all of them answered Alfred's call.
Yeah.
All of them sent their men to meet up with Alfred.
See, so he had the sway, didn't he?
People respected him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even like at the risk of them being killed by Vikings themselves, sent their men to join Alfred because they believed in the fight.
What
he
a guy.
He was the guy.
It does, and apparently it was the letters that swayed them. It was these words that moved them.
Until they saw White T-shirt.
Oh, and then they was like, you know what, Whitey?
Yeah, fuck this.
Not having that.
Oh, I thought it was cool.
Okay.
So, he challenges them to a fight.
Season finale, here we go.
He goes, yo, Vikings.
Yes.
I think my dick's bigger than yours. And I'm willing to prove it at Edington.
Edington, yeah, I've got them nuts.
Whips it out, fucking. Come on,
there you go.
Big old big old rocket head into it. Anyway.
Well, I've got a few notes before, just before that.
Please do.
There was a few battles before that I took screenshots of because I thought they were quite interesting. I'm not sure which. It might be in the Ashdown one. I'm not sure. There's one battle. Oh, the Ashdown battle.
Right.
It said just a little overview of that battle because I was interested in how they fought. You know, back then, like the actual. What is it?
The tactics.
Yeah, the logistics. Mm. So basically, the Ashdown one was the Vikings arrived first on the battleground and deployed along the top of the ridge, giving them the advantage. So the Vikings had taken the high ground. They divided their forces into two contingents, one under their kings, Bagsked and Halfdan.
Halfdan. The white shirt.
Oh, is that all? Oh, the white shirt, I see.
I forgot to say the Halfdan bit. Sorry, I just called him Dan.
Oh, Dan the white shirt.
He was a full Dan.
And the other was under the Earls. The West Saxons, so Alfred's, heard this from the scouts, and they decided to copy the formation with Ethelred, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Ethelred nailed facing... It. Is that the brother?
Yeah, so that's King Ethelred, yeah.
His brother facing the kings, and Alfred facing the Earls. So I think they're on the low ground, but they've split up into two.
Mm.
I don't know, is that... Would you do that if you were taking formation of a battle?
Well, I don't...
Like, mirror them.
If you've been getting your ass kicked by these people all the way up and down the aisles, I think I probably would.
Yeah.
I'd go like, well, our tactics clearly aren't working.
Mm.
Let's see what we can do with those.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. You know, that's like in chess, isn't it? If you play chess when you're like, you just start mirroring them.
Yeah. And it annoys the hell out of them.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
What I try and do is see you still lose.
Oh, we were playing a chess game on Messenger, weren't we?
It was awful.
It's disappeared.
It was, yeah. He was known to be quite the player, Alfred.
Was he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting.
See what he was like. So anyway, so they face up. The king, once he got his army together facing them, the king then retired to his tent to listen to mass. So again, they're obviously religious, aren't they? While Alfred led his forces to the battlefield to fight, both sides formed their forces into shield walls. So I presume that's how they would have fought, with the shields.
Yeah, and then pushed towards each other.
So they didn't have like cavalry or anything like that?
No, I mean, England's not really known for having cavalry anyway, but no. Definitely not at this period of time, no.
So it's just shield walls.
Yeah. Mm. It's men. Horses were rare. Like, to have a horse, you were a king.
Yeah, wow. I get it, yeah. Ethelred would not cut short his devotions, so he's keep staying. He's having mass while Alfred's
he's
like,
just going, please let us win, please let us win, please let us win.
And Alfred risked being outflanked and overwhelmed by the whole Danish army. He decided to attack and led his men in a charge uphill. Battle then raged around a small thorn tree, and finally the West Saxons were victorious. Although both the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle and Asser, which is...
Asser is the guy that did the biography of Alfred's life when Alfred died.
Is that... Is
the
it,
same
yeah.
time period.
They emphasise Alfred's role in the victory in the view of Richard Abels, which is another person who fighting, I think.
Right.
I think it was the attack by Ethelred when he joined the battle, which was the decisive blow. So I think right at the end, Ethelred came in after mass around this thorn tree and just fucking blitzed them all and then took, you know, like,
yeah,
oh, it was me.
It was me all along, guys.
So that was that one, the Ashdown. The other one might be Reading Castle. I don't know. So, yeah, I think it's Reading Castle. So this was fought in 871. Ethelred and Alfred brought up the main West Saxon army and joined Ethelwulf. So is that another brother?
It would have been Mercia.
Oh, is that Mercia?
I think so.
Yeah. And they fought it. Joined Ethelwulf's forces for an attack on the Danes. The West Saxons fought their way to the town. So they were fighting outside of a town, fought their way into the town, slaughtering all the Danes they found outside. When they reached the town gates, the Vikings burst out and defeated the West Saxons with a successful counterattack. So you think they've led them in? That's what I was thinking reading. Or they've led the Saxons in. You know, like...
I've heard of that battle, and that's one of the interpretations is that it was a ruse to get the army surrounded and just...
And just counterattacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. That's what I was thinking when I read that then. I was like, hmm. And the Vikings burst out and defeated the West Saxons with a successful counterattack. Among the dead was Ethelwulf, whose body was secretly carried off to be buried in his native Derby.
Right.
And Ethelwulf is the Mercia.
I think so, yeah. Derbyshire is... Derby would is
in Mercia.
Mercia.
Yeah, so there's... I just screenshotted them too, just for interesting thoughts on battle, fighting.
Yeah, the tactics of the time, yeah. But I should have thought more about that. But yeah, like I said, they were the... had been winning quite a lot.
But wasn't it even, though? Like, the wins for each side up until Edinton.
What you mean between Wessex and...
And the Vikings.
Vikings. Probably. I think, in my thoughts, I'm thinking overall the different kingdoms.
Yeah.
Getting absolutely wiped.
By the Vikings?
Yeah.
you're thinking of the overall pictures as the fucking Vikings have took over completely.
Well, that's what I'm up to with the story. It's like... It's like a tiny little square is left that's under Alfred's rule, and the rest is just under the influence of Vikings. Yeah.
So they get to Edinton.
Yes.
Which is the big battle, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't have like the description of what happened in the battle.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, right. Should I really? But they showed up with the forces, and they won. Apparently, it was merciless slaughter of the Danish army.
Wow.
Like
with
a
this ragtag
attack.
Army that they had from Alfred's gathered from little mers and counts around the place.
So he sent the message out. They brought all their armies together.
Yeah, I sent a message to the Vikings and challenged them to a fight.
Edinton. Is Edinton? Right, was it in Wessex?
I think it's near Somerset, for sure.
Yeah. Good weather down there. Good fighting conditions.
Good weather.
They make great wine there nowadays, I've heard.
You know, if Guthrum or the Vikings won that battle there in Edinton, would that mean game over?
History's different at that point.
That's just 100%. That's the Vikings. That's like us now. We're speaking fucking...
Well, no, it's not. There's
no
been,
Danish.
There's been different points of time where the Danes have taken over the Kingdom of England.
Yeah.
But this is like... There's no one... Because they take it over, but there's always an English claim. If they take over at this point, there is no English. It's just Dane. It's just Dane
land.
That's
it, yeah. Full control.
Yeah.
End of history. God, fucking Alfred pulling out the battle.
Pulled it absolutely out there.
Important battle win.
It was it was that bad of... Well, they eventually surrendered. Vikings surrendered in this fight.
God,
it was they don't really tend to do that a lot.
Wow.
And the king, I don't know why, but this feels like... Not about the religious stuff, but it also feels like so salty. The enemy king, Guthrum, is his name. He was in charge of East Anglia. Alfred forced him to be baptised into a Catholic.
That is salty.
And Alfred became his spiritual father.
Oh, that
like
is
like his
fucking,
godfather.
That is, you're going to become my daddy.
No, you're going to become my
said.
Son.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
You're going to call me daddy.
Yeah. That is bonkers, you know.
Oh, my God.
So he baptised him, Catholicised him, and sent them back to East Anglia and left him in charge of East Anglia as a Catholic ruler.
Hey, do you know what? That is top from you, Alfred, mate.
I like that. That's a powerful move, that.
If you can hear me now.
Would have absolutely, like... What would you have done? I'd have mullered that guy in a second. No way. I'm not having anyone that's going to be able to rally forces. But, you know, it's
just I'd have done that, actually. I think I would have been fucking hilarious.
Get baptized. Had to be baptized in a river by all these men watch.
I always
after
think losing your
a
battle.
Great way of torture was making him do something horrible. Like, go on, touch your children. Touch some children. Go on.
Do something like that.
Do something like that. Actually, it's probably more acceptable back in those days.
Yeah, everybody was probably doing it.
Everyone was doing it. Alfred was doing it.
Danes were certainly doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not like... Danes would ride into some towns and chop off the heads of the children and just leave them there.
What? Why were they so brutal?
It's reasons like that Alfred imposed a law that for every Danish head that he got, he'd give them a silver.
Oh, wow. Yes. So people were becoming bounty hunters.
Oh, aye.
Viking bounty hunters.
Oh, but this time period is vicious.
Wait,
vicious.
Why were the Vikings that ruthless compared to, like, you know, other people? Why were they doing, like, fucking brutal stuff to that level?
Because, like, they were organised. They were tribal, but they were organised.
Mm.
And it was and what they wanted was glory. They liked death in battle, didn't they? That was like the thing.
Yeah, death in battle.
Yeah.
And they didn't have
riding
like
off into Valhalla.
Yeah, they had all that shit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Everyone that was a Viking was automatically a fighter. No, but not every West Saxon was automatically a fighter. You had farmers, you had bakers, you had peasant women.
Would you be
cakes.
A Viking if you went back in? I feel like I'd be a fucking Viking.
No, I want to be an Englishman.
Add Neil to Alfred in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no way. I'll be a fucking Viking.
You'll get baptized in 5 years.
yeah, that's true.
He's gonna make you a spiritual
I'll be like,
daddy.
Fuck, I'm a daddy now, but like,
no, I think down. Before this episode, I would have took Vikings.
Yeah.
And honestly, it just depends where you're born, innit? Like, you don't really have much of a choice. If you're born in Denmark, you're going to be a Viking.
Yeah. But I think there's just something special about the English, old English now. You know, think about Ethelwulf, Ethelstan.
It's how...
Alfred, fucking Wessex.
I mean, like, Cornish don't get pasties. Me wrong, 500 years earlier, they were the ones coming over, fighting against the native Celts.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. The Anglo-Saxons and came then, from Germanic tribes.
But at this point in time, there was less... I mean, part of Alfred's story is that he was actually quite good friends with the Welsh. They traded a lot. They helped with his supplies. He helped them with battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't the Welsh as well at that time. Or beforehand, supposed to be unruly. You couldn't make them like join together and help each other, but he did, didn't he?
There was three separate Welsh kingdoms at that point. I don't want to go into more kingdoms. I know. there's three separate Welsh kingdoms during this period, and I don't know if you know, Wales was never unified ever under Welsh.
It was always just fucking all over the place.
It was always separate duchies and separate little kingdoms and stuff like that.
You know what's funny? When I was in Japan, there was one girl, American girl. She asked me, who are the native English people? And I was like, what the fuck? I can't even answer that. Because, like, which part?
Mm. we don't even know. Because the Celtics that came over, someone else was here at the time.
Yeah. Like,
and we're just a big old mix of Celts, Saxons, Romans. There's a bit of French rolled in there.
We're so patriotic as well. We're just all over the fucking
normal
place,
Britain.
Aren't we?
But we were the medieval melting. You know that everyone calls America the mental melting pot.
Yeah.
Well, we were the medieval melting pot. Yeah. And we forged out of about 15 different cultures.
Yeah.
To become the English.
We are awful.
Yeah.
Scotland's have got Saxon descendants.
Yeah.
Ancestors. Sorry. That's. Saxons are everywhere, man.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's it. I couldn't answer it because I was like, I don't know, because you could point back at any moment in our history, we're a different fucking, we're Romans, and the next were Saxons, the next were French. It's like,
and they were all literally just names. Genetically, we were all basically the same.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We're all European.
It was just the tribe or the culture that you were a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
4 hours later, you're still explaining to that girl, and she's like,
yeah. Should never have asked this.
Fucking hell.
Where was she from?
She was from America.
Oh, God.
Chicago.
Oh, God, never mind.
No offense to Americans, but their sense of what is genealogy and what is origin is messed up to hell.
Skew with.
So, he's won.
He's won.
Battle of Edington.
Yes.
Ooh. Battle of Edington.
Decisive.
Makes the... mate, it is like that. It's one of those battles.
I feel powerful hearing that. You know, like, that's kept us English.
That's one battle.
That's a patriotic moment.
Steve, I hate this year.
Should go down there because the bigger Egbert's Rock is still there, which is Alfred's granddad.
Yeah.
It's called Egbert's Rock.
Yeah.
And it's at the site of the battle.
That's cool.
Where they fought. So you can go down there and still check it out.
Three lions.
What that? 1,200 years later.
I hate this version of you.
Three lions. Lions only came in with the Normans, so
ten German bombers.
So sends him packing Guthrum back to East Anglia, and gets baptized. Oh, it's so funny that. But this is now where he makes the Danelaw. He negotiates the Danelaw with the Vikings.
Yeah, the
Danelaw. Now make no mistake, Alfred isn't a fool. He doesn't believe that this Danelaw is going to last even 10 years, but he needs time. He needs time. So he negotiates the Danelaw, which basically splits the country in half. So
yeah,
we've got our
show in Charles.
Yeah.
So from where we are.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Bottom right, it's split in half. So it's split
right across.
Great, like
vertical.
England.
So where the Thames is.
Yeah.
And then about halfway, go diagonal up.
Yeah.
To like the Lake District, isn't it?
Yeah. Not far from us, to be fair.
Is it? Yeah.
Where we are
so
now.
from us, basically to the Thames, kind of.
Yeah, if you want to put it, make it easier.
Yeah,
to
imagine. It's like the split, the diagonal split.
Yeah, and that's that. The northeast side is Danes, and the side is England. This is where Alfred is declared king of Mercians as well. So he's declared king of all Anglo Saxons.
Cool guy.
He's got it.
Oh, he knows, and he recognises the failures of the past other Saxon leaders and begins what we call building burhs.
Ah, see, that's a note to this, burhs.
What?
A burh, B-U-R-H. Right, it doesn't build burrs, but
yeah.
So basically, they're like small military encampments all across the country, which have now become towns and
so you got Peterborough.
Fucking hell,
you know, like Scarborough.
Yeah.
Peterborough. What's the other place? There's loads, isn't there?
Yeah, anything that's got borough next
to it. Yeah. That's what it is. And it's basically, he said he wanted a defence system. Was it a day's ride away?
Yeah.
So for wherever you are in England, help was only a day away.
He smart wanted guy, isn't he?
Defence systems everywhere that close. So
better than Richard.
Do you reckon?
He's done more in England than Richard ever did.
Yeah.
Richard came in, took all our money and fucked off to Jerusalem.
Richard was a knob, right?
Came back and fought for his French holdings.
Yeah, I fit him.
Richard, man.
That's a funny comparison, that, isn't it?
Yeah. This guy's good.
Not one battle in England with Richard, is there?
Yeah, it is. He's a cock.
No, it was just French, that's all.
So Alfred's brought these burrs in. One of the fucking top draw things he's played.
This is like professional army time. Like the people that live in these burrs, which is unheard of at this point, were all just professional day-to-day soldiers. They weren't farmers and then get called up to war.
Yeah,
they're all day-to-day trained soldiers, tactics, the lot. And he sets them up all over the country, like you said, so that they can be called to any raid, any invasion. Boom. Alfred is known to have set up a network of messengers and spies all over the country so that he's informed about what's happening everywhere.
Oh, yes.
At most of the time. What mess around, man.
You know, what would the armies be like back then? Like, have you got archers back then? Like an archer section?
There would be some archers, yeah.
And most people have got swords or... No, not swords, just like... It'd
be huskarls.
Huskarls, what's that?
So basically battle-hardened Saxon warriors. That's all. Big
shields.
Chained up.
Shields, sword. Spear.
AK-47.
Uzi.
Less archers, more chucking spears.
I see.
Yeah. Grenades, tanks, everything.
Flamethrowers.
Nukes.
Easy. Yes. Submarines.
Oppenheimer.
Actually, speaking of naval...
But I was about to say, like, the second military thing he did was build the first English navy.
Oh, fucking hell, man! He could feel the Vikings coming over, dominating those seas.
Well, I've always said what makes England England is that we take everything that beats us and make it part of ourselves.
Yeah, we take...
and put it against everyone else. Like, the Vikings kicked our ass with the sea warfare.
Yeah.
So we was like, you know what? We're an island. Let's be good at sea warfare.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We'll be the best.
Well,
wow.
I was looking at the history of the navy of England. And it was, he was the first, Alfred. So this it wasn't a full navy, wasn't it? It was like just round
it's the... like 6 or 7 ships.
Yeah,
huge ships.
But it did the job against.
Yeah.
And then the next level was Henry VIII, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who really brought out a proper navy, like people, you know, big like fleets and like organized.
Never hear about that either. You know, Henry VIII
is a really interesting ruler that you'll have to do one on.
I think
we'd love to,
because
honestly.
he's did so much reformation and good stuff.
He brought so much.
You hear about is divorce, beheaded, die.
Yeah, because believe it, he was in a bloody joust accident, was unconscious for 2 hours, and when he woke up, he was a completely different man.
Fucking hell. See, what? Do you know what?
Wait, hold all this. Save this.
That's amazing. Yeah. No, it's a teaser.
Yeah, you got
a teaser.
We'll drop that clip.
Just that one clip. And who are we on about? Yeah.
Okay, so he's forming a navy.
Yeah.
And he set up basically towns in England.
Defensive towns. Yeah.
So, and how old is he? He's like 25?
Okay, what's the date? So it's 8... 880. So he's
about 30, yeah?
30?
No, he's 21.
What? What?
No, he's 31.
Oh, he's 31, okay.
God,
still unbelievable.
I mean, at 21, he was still doing battles like Ashdown.
Yeah, that's true. Like, he's
21, he's fucking raiding stuff.
So he's come far, he's burnt some cakes. You know, he's won a couple of battles, and now he's reforming England.
But it's funny, it's like now he feels like he gets to be king. Now he feels like he's now king. He doesn't feel like, before that moment, it's been nothing but battling, living on the edge and surviving. And
wow, he's humble.
Oh, he's very humble.
He's humble and smart and aware. Because he's like, first of all, if you become king, you're just like full of yourself straight away. Just saying.
Yeah, he has to be very narcissistic to be king.
And then, but he isn't. And he's like, we have to get over this slope. So I'm going to become like a fucking general, basically. Yeah. Right?
And then he comes taught.
Well, then, true.
He had to be.
He's trained, but then he gets past that point, and then he's put into power. He's like, right, now I can actually do my job.
Do what it is.
And that's how we saw it. Yeah. He saw it as a duty
that
and a job.
That's crazy, you know. What a guy.
And I think that really comes from the fact that he was never meant to be king. So it was never instilled in him.
Yeah, that's funny that as well, isn't
it? Never instilled in him that he was going to be king.
How many brothers was it again? Like four brothers?
There's four older brothers.
He's gone through four brothers to get to this point. Hasn't it?
And his dad died before even he could. I think the succession went from his granddad to his oldest brother.
Yeah, so he hasn't had too much. What's the word? Someone to look up to. Too much.
Ah, yeah, that's an interesting point.
His brother, who was a bit of a knob by the sounds of it.
And he's only 1 year older. He can't really impart so much wisdom.
And he died in what battle was it? Ashdown or whatever? Redding or something.
Yeah, it was around about that point. He was just naff.
Look what Richard fucking had. You had Eleanor, who was a bitch, but then you had fucking, obviously,
he had a lot
dad,
of people.
It was fucking, you know.
Yeah, his dad, who was one of the best, most powerful kings in history.
True, Fucking hell, man.
And he was just given a duchy as well. Remember, don't forget, he was just granted Duchy of Aquitaine.
That is true.
Alfred, that's a good point, that, Charles. Yeah. Like, Alfred earned his
kingdom
earned
in
his stripes.
I'm fucking loving this guy. Sure. I am loving this guy.
Okay.
So, anyway, so he... So only about 5 or 6 years pass. There was supposed to be like a 15 years peace, but the Vikings do not give a shit about treaties and truces and stuff like that. And Alfred knew this. He, like I said, he wasn't stupid. He spent the time building up Burs. Mm. At this point, he was introducing the English language to all Englishmen,
changing the Latin,
changing it away from Latin.
I'm sorry, I'm imagining like someone saying to the Vikings, he's got a lot of bears. Then he's like, oh, shit. I'm used to it.
We're the berserkers. They know how to do it.
I know how to do these bears, and they come and they see these big militant fucking cats.
Like 50 men.
Hold on a second.
You said there was only going to be one.
Bears. Sorry, carry on.
No,
it's mind games. It's all mind games. That's what it is.
Builds up the day, he starts getting, like, learning is a big thing for him. So, you know, he introduces people, he encourages learning. He introduces new laws.
Yeah.
Which are all based... I know.
I love him. You know,
he's so fucking cool. He introduces law based on protecting being just and protecting the innocent. That was his basis of his law.
Yes. That's when you're making laws... That is what you've got to base it on.
Yeah.
Obviously, he took inspiration from people like Charlemagne and stuff like that, but the amount of reform that he actually put in...
King Charlemagne.
King Charles of the Man.
I was thinking Charlemagne the rapper.
Who should be getting first?
Hold on.
Charlemagne the rapper, clearly.
Yeah.
Guthrum's like, what the fuck?
But King Charlemagne.
I've
never heard of.
From France.
What?
I've never heard of King Charlemagne before.
Have you heard of Charlemagne?
Yeah, French guy.
The Roman Emperor.
Yeah.
I am very basic on my history.
No, that's sad. That's cool because you get to do another one about him. Which will be like a three-part.
Yeah.
Get it on the list. Get in on the list.
This list is too big.
I know. I've got a long list.
Many interesting people. Yeah,
yeah. Aaron needs to be like just a resident in this little like office space here.
Knock on the door.
Yeah. Come on out.
tell us about this guy.
Oh, I don't know much, but 1 hour later.
That's where Steve keeps the terrorism children in there. Children. So we can't let them come out.
Wrapped in Confederate flags.
Yeah.
Can't let them out.
Eating fucking baklavas.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Danes show up and invade Kent.
Yeah.
You know where Kent is, or bottom right of Wessex.
Love Kent.
And Alfred's like, fuck off. Yeah. Like, he just dispatches him.
Really?
Deals with him.
Yeah.
And in knowing that they brought the treaty, he's like, all right, so I'm going to take London then, which was under Dane law at this point.
Ah, so he retaliates.
Well, I think he just kind of wanted them to attack so he could get London.
Oh, I see.
London gives him, is like kind of like the throne area of Mercia.
Yeah.
Now at this point, it was somewhere else, it was Aylesbury. So he takes that, and that's a way for him to unite both. Legitimise both holding Mercia and holding Wessex at the same time.
I see. So the Vikings took over... The Vikings attacked... What was it called? Sorry. The first place.
Kent.
And he fucked them up.
Yeah.
And from that, he went and took London.
Yes.
Yeah. I see.
It's important to note that the East Anglian Danes, who were supposed to have been converted, supported this army that came and attacked Kent.
Mm.
So Guthrum was being a bit naughty.
Oh, I see.
Just a little tidbit there.
Cool.
So he captures London, a success that brought all the English, not just under Danish rule, but to accept him as king, all of England.
Oh, yeah.
Denlaw's still there. It's just that all the English is kind of like, no, Alfred's kind of...
Oh, yeah, we can't be asked to beat him. Yeah, we might as well.
Alfred's the one.
Yeah.
So the possession of London also made possible the reconquest of the Danish territories in his son's reign. Obviously, Alfred didn't know this, but it sets up his family future.
Yeah, so he gets the ball rolling, doesn't he?
Yeah. He had to meet a serious attack by a large Danish force from Europe. I know this one. So there was another great settlement force coming from the Vikings, from the mainland Europe this time.
Is this Normandy?
No.
Is this where... Because isn't William the Conqueror...
Some of them might have been from...
Descended from...
Yeah, that's Rollo. He founded Normandy.
Yeah.
That's a cool story in itself as well.
See, that's like one of the ironic things. You know, William the Conqueror from the Normans. Yeah. He's a descendant from the Vikings. Yeah. It's basically another Viking fucking takeover.
Hell. Yeah, it's like if what we are today is more English and Viking mix with a bit of French, he would have been French and Viking mix. It's a cool parallel. But it wasn't just Normandy. Would have been some from there.
These
came over with family.
So these
weren't just an invading force. These came to fully settle.
Yeah.
And Alfred didn't care.
I love him.
He doesn't want any of this, doesn't he? He doesn't want any Viking.
He fought them for 4 years. Up and down Britain from York all the way down south.
What?
Using the navy, he would trap them into rivers and batter them. and they basically just gave up in 896. They just left. They just went back to Europe.
Wait, tell me about that, like trapping in the rivers.
Oh, so this is a cool story.
Yeah.
And this was more about, believe it or not, because Alfred's not perfect, but it's plunder. So I can't remember the specific river. It might have even been the Thames. But a large Viking force went up into a river with a load of loot that they had.
Yeah.
And Alfred came up with his ships and blocked the river mouth.
So he became behind them, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
And kind of like that battle with Reading, let them come in.
Yeah, I see.
And then surround them. Yeah. Alfred always learns.
Ah, I see. He took notes.
Wow. Every loss is a lesson. And then he battered him and apparently stole a lot of loot.
I took all it.
Like, the ships were like sinking with how much loot there was.
Gold mine.
Well, technically, if they stole it from the English and then the English took it back.
Yeah, so it was a reclaiming of
loot.
They
were reclaiming it. They hadn't took it home yet at this point, so it was still fair game.
Fucking hell.
I like that, though. I like that little tactic, fucking backing him up in the river.
He's trying to reform the whole fucking country, you know, put on the proper laws, and these fuckers are just being a nuisance,
being
you
ruthless.
Know?
Nuisance.
You know what I mean?
Well, I also forgot to say that the ships were his own personal design as well.
Oh, my God,
he designed
the
ship.
So
he's designed the ship.
He's an engineer as well.
The ship, right? Just like... Oh, while I'm changing these laws, let me just fucking quickly just sketch
out. Chatting shit now, because that can't be true.
Is this too much?
Yeah.
He can't be a nautical engineer, can he?
No, he can't.
Later, he had larger ships built to his own design.
Fucking big war fleets.
For use against coastal raids. He would use them to stop coastal raiders. Kind of like Birds of the Sea.
Birds of the Sea, yes.
Smart, militant...
Wise diplomacy. Sorry, go on.
I love all of these things, man. He is.
He's got it, hasn't he?
He's got it.
Do you think he was on the caffeine and nicotine?
I think he was. He was taking the nicotine.
He was on the Jesus juice.
The Jesus juice.
you guys are going to say all this. I don't know if you know, but I'm going to tell you something right at the end of this.
Yes.
That's going to blow your mind even further.
What?
Okay.
I don't know anything. This is going to be new to me as well.
Something to do with his reign, and you're going to go, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
How is this man real? But he's got multiple sources, so...
Okay.
So he managed, through his diplomacy, he managed to maintain friendly the Mercian lords.
Yeah.
Instead of them being angry that he was king, with his diplomacy, he made them okay with it. The Welsh, who had been battling the Saxons for 400 years, he made peace with them. Mm. And they sought his support.
Wow.
He's literally uniting. The definition, isn't it, of unity, he's doing.
So he was a wise administrator. He organized taxes a lot better. Start making a lot more money, making England an actual... Because we were just like a backwater little kingdom. Well, not even a kingdom, were we? So we were a backwater little island before different kingdoms all vying for control.
He's got a good system set up now.
Yeah.
A real system.
Yeah.
I see.
Which, has he learnt that kind of system from anybody else?
Where's he getting that from?
The Bible.
What?
Basically, that's most of his...
What? Excuse me.
Hold on a second. I don't remember the Bible say, do your taxes.
Setting up banks.
Well, it was more like there was corruption, as it says here, like the nobles and the thanes is what the Denmark's called, the nobles.
Thanes.
Judges, and he cleaned it all up.
Yeah, he
sorted
it.
He washed out the swamp.
Cleaned it all up.
And started getting, and the judges weren't just like stealing money, they were being harsh on the peasants and stuff like that. Which are the concepts of being harsh at your peasants in the 800s is fine. But Alfred still didn't even like that, man. He was so ahead of his time.
Oh, he's for the people, isn't he?
He propagated an important code of law after studying the principles in the Book of the Exodus codes of Ethelbert of Kent. He was he owned Kent about 200 years prior. Again, with special attention to the protection of the weak and the dependent. While avoiding unnecessary changes in customs, he wanted people to keep the traditions, but he outlawed things like blood feuds and people having blood pledges and stuff.
Oh my God.
Hold a second, right? Because it sounds like a better time to live in than now.
Yeah, it does.
In England.
That is so... That's mad. I was like, what we're talking here, 800s. The guy, a king's pulling stuff like that. You can go any point after that and it's like worse, isn't it? You know, like what people are doing, the kings are doing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, because like Richard just took money.
Yeah,
Richard was a bastard. Did he ruin all of this? Basically, Richard.
No.
I think it was always developed.
There was a lot of changes that came with the Normans.
Right. Okay.
So this wasn't like the things that the Normans kept were the burrs, different aspects of the financial thing, getting little bits of law. But the Normans changed a vast.
A lot of it. Okay.
Some of the great laws were actually put in by William, like some really good laws. Like the reason that England didn't have slavery from the year 1066 is because of William.
Because of William. Mm-hmm.
The only place in the world, by the way. Outlawed slavery.
Fucking hell.
What was he thinking? 700 years before anyone else.
Fuming now. Okay.
Oh, God. I just went flying.
We're at the end.
I mean, I'm seeing so many notes here.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm trying to not go like all the way through it, but like you've got to like... He wasn't... Not of his, of all of his ideals were just like born out of just pure genius or intelligence.
he sound like a genius.
Out of his poems, he does. Yeah,
he viewed the Viking raids and attacks as vengeance for sins, for sinful life and sinful behavior. So he saw fighting against the Vikings as a divine mission
to prove
that they were worthy and that they deserve to be worthy.
He's a contemporary artist. He is now. If he was placed in 2023, he'd be a contemporary artist.
He was the one that invited the art. Like his kingdom, like attracted artisans, like and scholars and painters.
I was gonna say he brought people from Europe.
He was like, let's get some fucking culture up in this bitch.
He'd be a fucker that would be wearing a tote bag that would say I'm vegan, right? Yeah.
But was also really badass at fighting.
Yeah.
I was like, he had to be a military man for decades.
Yeah, actually, I'm putting him down. All those guys are fuckers who wear those tote bags and shit. I am one of them. But then again, on top of that, this guy's an absolute genius.
As you said, during the initial period of the Danelaw, he invited scholars from Mercia, Wales, and the European continent. He learned Latin himself and began to translate Latin books into English for the general populace to read.
What? That is insane.
That's insane. This is the king. Who has that much time on their hands? Do you think he was making YouTube videos like, you have to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning and get your daily multivitamin in and shit like this?
Yeah.
No, he's actually doing something worthwhile.
Well, yeah, all of this, like, I'm designing ships and like, that is insane.
My life pales in comparison to this.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
This is depressing.
This is depressing.
These books are necessary for all men to know. Books that will lead them to wisdom and virtue.
Oh, fucking
hell. A lot of the books, by the way, are still available to get for free on public domain.
Captain Underpants.
Captain.
Get it now.
Horrid Henry.
Get it now.
I don't know. I'll keep blowing your mind, but it's Alfred's translation, apparently, of the Paschal Care of St. Gregory. That the great 6th century, he was a great 6th century pope, he provided basically the manual for how priests... to be priests.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Basically how to maintain their flocks and stuff like that.
Alfred, buddy.
This guy is the one.
You need a day off. Do you think he ever took a day? Do you think his wife got home and he's like, I've had a long day. Listen, I've got 4 more hours of work here. And she goes, honey, please come to bed. You know what I mean? Actually, no, he doesn't have one. He's too Catholic to fuck around.
Yeah.
That's what we all need to become.
We need to become devout Catholic.
Devout Catholic.
Yeah, never mind this Quran and stuff like this.
Shit.
Well, Alfred loved a debate.
Fuck this baklava. Fuck off.
Oh, aye. He loved to debate L. Alfred. He used to debate willingly with priests and what would maybe would be considered heresy, but would discuss the nature of free will, eternal life.
Was he like a philosopher as well?
Well, gotcha. Yeah, he could be. But
I think the man was a genius.
Was he stubborn at all, do you think? Or was he
when it came to religion, he would have been the most stubborn man in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, he'd be a woke fucker, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he classes wokeism.
No, but you know, but I can imagine like him. Like, I just don't debate with fucking Alfred today. He's on one.
But you gotta think though, he's very humble as well. So I think being around him, I think he would have been quite down to earth to be around.
Yeah, do you think
as humble as long as you're not going, Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Do you think for a normal person he was like enigmatic, like you come into a room and he really is powerful, or do you think it's actually quite the opposite, where actually after a while you could probably relate to him, take back a step, ask him loads of really normal questions?
Yeah,
and it depends. I mean, I don't think I've ever met. I feel like I don't want to say genius because like it doesn't. I don't know if that's right, but like. Someone like that, I don't think I've ever met in real life.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if I would be taken over by maybe just the reputation. I don't think he was known to be like a quiet scholar. Do you know what I mean?
True.
I don't think it was until he was king that he really had that presence of
power.
Who he was. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this man was, we'll get to that bit in a bit, but he was known, he's remembered from Europe. Like, he was almost canonized to be a saint. Like, people remember Alfred. There's towns in America named after Alfred.
Wow.
University degrees.
What?
All these things. The HMS Alfred, one of the biggest ships that we ever had in the Royal Navy.
I think he was probably dead chill to be with.
Do you think
just
so?
Just the fact that he was so humble and for the people. I think he would have just like sat and talked and listened. And
you know, when
he would have listened, he would have talked.
Yeah.
Do you know those people that say if you could pick three people to have a dinner with back in history and stuff like that, and people are saying like Adele and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be he's gotta Alfred. Be one, right?
I'd love
on your list
for it to be Alfred and maybe someone like Ragnar at the same table.
Oh,
that would be fucking
cool. Two opposites.
Yeah,
what are you saying?
I'd talk to them both. Add Alfred, William the Conqueror, and like Ragnar all at the table.
Eleanor.
Oh, fuck her. She's coming back. Not having a chat with her. You'd have all serial killers, used to.
Yeah, what do you think? Dharmic, Gacy, Bundy.
So, guys.
So tell
me about how many people you really killed.
What's your favourite film?
Yeah, what's your favourite film? Show him Ted 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like Shrek?
Give it a watch of that. Come back all this way. Okay.
No, I think I would. I'm fucking sold on Alfred here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alfred is the G. Yeah.
He is definitely one person. I'll bring him back to life.
In one of his endeavours, however, Alfred had very little success.
Mm.
And that was he tried to re-establish monasteries. Like travelling monks and monks in England.
Yeah.
But it didn't really take much favour. But the next century, the Europeans started doing it and everyone started loving it.
Oh,
so
I see.
How come it failed for him?
I think it was just the time period, probably the amount of war that was going on, the fact that he was reforming all of what was being a priest anyway.
Everyone's like, it's too much, Alfred. I can't take it.
Some of those monasteries still exist that he built. Yeah. It's just that it never really became like we didn't really become a monk state.
Right. Okay.
And it became more popular in mainland Europe. So he was about 100 years ahead of his time.
He was like, he was almost too good for himself at that, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he was
too ahead of his time.
He's a forward
it was
thinker.
Like you're not ready for that, but your kids are gonna love it.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Maybe this is a question for it will come down later in it. But did anybody hate him because of his, you know, his genius? Like, you know, people can become very jealous, can't they?
Yeah, yeah. Did he have like any real enemies?
Yeah, yeah. Did he have any like, oh, I fucking hate this guy. He's always doing good stuff.
I mean,
people do hate that though.
Yeah, yeah.
People hate that.
That's
they get bitter.
One of the problems with the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle and with Asser's biography.
Yeah.
It's that like the victors tell the story how they want it to be told sometimes.
I see. Mm.
And so if there even was someone, they weren't worthy enough to get onto those pages.
They weren't going to be said.
Don't get me wrong, there would be other family members that would be in the House Wessex, Alfred of Wessex, that would have claim to that throne. But like, look how all those changes that he's made, how popular he'd become.
Yeah.
There was no way in hell that Edmund was ever going to overthrow him. Not until he died, anyway. Not until
he was too loved.
True, yeah.
Like, too respected.
So to overthrow someone, you had to get votes from the Witan. And you know, these people, like, he saved England single-handedly and united all Anglo-Saxons under one banner.
Yeah, no one's going to overthrow
him. Too much support.
Who's going to step up to him?
True.
And the man was supposed to be a revered warrior as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if the Vikings couldn't do it, I don't think nobody could.
Wow. Say that again. Not okay. In his lifetime, anyway. But, so, like, going through all the list of his achievements, he did ask Asser, who was a Welsh historian,
to
create a biography of Alfred's life, separate from the Anglo-Saxon Chronicles. And Asser's known for not having a great love for the Germanic people.
Yeah.
So his words are quite concrete with what he says, because he's not the biggest fan, but he loved Alfred.
Yeah.
I see. So he's not gonna exaggerate. He's just gonna say it how
and
it is.
And he didn't, like, he started the biography before Alfred died and finished it after he died. So though there was no worry for him, like, to be like selling lies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
there was no worry
dead.
For reprieve. He still told what he thought was the truth.
Yeah, can we read it?
I think it's still available.
I want to get all these books. Do you think it's? Oh, I'm sure there's translated a bit of version. Not well, you know.
It's not going to be in old English.
No, it's not going to. Yeah. Okay, could be a good read. To be honest, that
would be interesting.
Alfred, there was many more battles, but like 896 after the Viking army went back to England, was kind of like the last battle that he.
So he's old at this point. He's getting old.
He's about 40.
Well, I say old. Six,
something at that point.
1849. He was born.
Yeah, and it's 896 now.
Yeah. So what's that? 45.
Yeah.
40 something.
So in that time, is that life expectancy like? Is that old? Is that?
No, I mean,
actually,
like,
I don't think so.
The big myth is that obviously life expectancy was a lot lower. It was because there was a lot more child death.
Yeah,
if
that's
you made it to a
child
certain,
death.
That's what it. Yeah, so you know,
if you made it to a certain age, you were going to live to like 60s, 70s.
Oh yeah, wow! Yeah, it was. So we're not that far, really.
Every year helps.
It was just it was just the child death. You know, because obviously they don't have hospitals and like all the fucking medicines they have now. So child, but you know, what is it birth? Birth rates.
Yeah.
A lot of people would have died more back then.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And that would have lowered the, what is it, the life expectancy?
Yeah, by a lot.
So, actually, if you get past the point like he did, you probably live to a certain good amount. Ah, fuck me. We've not gone, it seems like we've gone far. We only, our life expectancy is only like 80, isn't it?
Well, have you seen America? It's going down.
It has gone down, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you look at the charts of every other country, it's like going up. America's going down. It's like 71 or 70 or something.
That is stupid.
Maybe there's like getting a load of. All the fucking hicks are dying. And
they're all dying.
Yeah.
Probably all the school shootings.
COVID ain't real.
And it's school about, shootings.
Do you know what?
Fucking killing.
I don't know how dire that is. It might be. Do you said it's all child deaths. Lower child life expectancy.
That's quite sad, actually.
God.
America's fucked, man. Like, anyway, imagine if Alfred was in charge of America. He'd fucking sort
it. Yeah,
like,
so pissing
around. Bring him back.
I'll bring Alfred. Make Alfred great again.
Come on.
Make Alfred great again.
Get that on one of those caps.
On a fucking like battle helmet. That's what you need.
Sick.
So, in his last 3 years, Alfred had a dream, and the dream was a fully united England. The rest of England was still under Danish rule, but he'd left. He dies in 899 at age 50.
Good age.
Throughout his life, during all of his reforms and his battles, he was in constant agonizing pain.
Really? Oh,
modern historians now think he suffered from Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
During his entire life.
What the fuck?
And he did all of those accomplishments while being in agonizing pain all the time. And there's no painkillers back then. There's no medicines.
Yo, Alfred, there ain't no excuse for me now. Tomorrow I'm getting up at 6. I'm doing new ship detailing,
design and stuff.
I'm fucking reforming all these laws. See me in the Houses of Parliament. Trust, fam.
You're motivated.
Yeah.
You know Crohn's disease. Like, what exactly is that?
So it's, I people with Crohn's disease will probably tell you a lot better. I suffer quite a bit with acute IBS.
Yeah.
And the symptoms are very similar, but with Crohn's, it's far, far worse. It's like an inflammation of your entire digestive tract.
So what? Is that what it is? Yeah,
and like, you have to have bits of part of your stomach taken out sometimes.
Fuck.
You know, bags put on to help you with your digestion.
One of my friends, and mum's eyes.
Yeah, and it most certainly contributed to his death, because there was no modern, obviously there was no medicine then, besides like doing a little incantation and praying in a tent.
Or just drinking a load of mead.
Yeah. So like, he was a renowned warrior, scholar, lawmaker, constant pain. Constant pain. Incredible.
And he did all of that.
And he did, yeah.
That's
in just, what, from, he got the throne at 21. So in 29 years, he changed the face of England forever.
And bear in mind, like a big chunk of that was dealing with these fucking nuisances.
Like I said, he didn't get to be king for the first 10 years of his rule.
Just think, you know, give him 10 years, give him 20 years on top of that. Think of all the stuff that he could have done further from what he's already
done. But that's the great thing about Alfred. He thought about this and he thought about how best to set up my family.
planning ahead.
And that was one of the big things about tech in London. The London Mint was there at the time. And that's why we still get Alfred coins you can find.
Yeah.
But that's where a lot of the money was made and printed.
So he when did like the actual? Oh, it would have been the Romans, wouldn't it? When the money was first implemented.
Yeah, and they set up systems.
Yeah, yeah.
And Saxons took over a lot of that infrastructure.
Yeah.
Back in the 500s. So yeah, he took London as a gateway to the rest of the Daneland, and had trained up his son Edward. Mm. We didn't really talk about Alfred's children, but he had a few. But the mostly ones are Edward and one of his daughters, like Ethelwald. She got married off to some Spanish prince. Now she's important because it's her genealogy that links to the current English monarchy. So the Queen found out that she's a distant relative of Alfred the Great.
That is cool.
What? All the way back? From now?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, there
so
we go.
This random member of the Wessex royal family married into the Spanish line.
Yeah.
Years passed, they married into German lines. Blam, blam, blam.
And they go, what the hell? That's outrageous. What the fuck?
That is,
that's incredible.
That's, you know what, that's like...
comes full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, really? I was literally going to say, it's a full circle, isn't it? From the start. Well, obviously not the end, but from the start to present, it's done.
It was like a connection to Alfred. And like I said, his laws are still felt throughout, not just England, but in Europe and places like that. Do you have any notes about Edward and Ethelstan?
I didn't know, because I was told by Aaron to to look over the
quick brief, because I don't want to like just go into like these other people's lives. But Edward took in simplest terms, Edward took a bit more land.
Right.
And he was a very pious man as well.
Okay.
But Ethelstan, who's the grandson, Edward's son, grandson of Alfred, he's technically the first true king of England.
Of the whole thing. The whole thing. Rather than Danes.
And when he came to power, he did not fuck around. He killed his brother so that his brother wouldn't have claim. Started just wiping out heathens left and right. Like, because Alfred didn't mind. Like, as long as it was on their side, he didn't mind a little bit of do practice what you want. But Ethelstan. All these fucking Saxon names. Ethelstan just charged north, took East Anglia, piece of piss, took what would have been like the East area, took that quite well, and started to get bits and bits of Northumbria until the last battle, which was only found out a couple of years ago, where this battle took place. It was the Wirral.
The Wirral?
Yeah, fought another great heathen army, this Ethelstan, and he defeated this great heathen army, and that marked his control over Northumbria. And he ascended to be the first king of England, Alfred's grandson.
So that
doesn't happen unless Alfred sets the way.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It basically leveled up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just kept leveling up from Alfred to what was his son, Edward?
Edward,
and then Ethelstan just like fucking finished it off.
And I don't bet you've never even heard of Ethelstan before, but he was our technical first king.
Wow.
The first king?
No, never heard. No. No, never.
Ethelstan.
Ethelstan's class.
So what did Edward do? He just built on Alfred.
Yeah, yeah. He focused more on the development and building stuff. But he did take some lands here and there. Like, yeah. I know far more about Alfred and Ethelstan than I do Edward, really enough. But yeah, he just built upon what was that, and then Ethelstan just showed up, killed every other claimant and took England.
Fucking ruled it.
He was like, Edward, look at all these birds that your dad made.
Let's fucking use
the bastards. And he did.
What year was Ethelstan?
That would have been like 920s, I think.
So it's not long until the Normans. What happened? Do you know what happened in between Ethelstan and the Normans? I'm trying to think in my memory as well.
I think it's his son or his grandson loses the kingdom of England to the Danes, and there's another Danish attack. And then
there's a very little bit, isn't there?
Yeah, and then the King Canute the Great and Terrible holds Norway, Denmark, and England all at the same time.
It's only short though, isn't it?
Yeah, about 15 years.
Right.
And then it's basically the Wessex people get, the House Wessex get back into power, and then it's like the Witten, So if there's not a good Wessex leader, they just choose someone else. Right. So, and that's where the Godwinsons kind of vied their way into power.
Edward the Confessor. Who was it who died? He had no... just before 1066. God.
Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, it was someone that was...
Harold Godwinson.
Yeah, not that Harold Godwinson was like the leader, wasn't he?
Was he the one who died at Hastings?
Yeah. The guy that died with no successor. And then William was like, said I was the successor. Yeah. So.
Was it Edward the Confessor? Was it him?
It might have been, yeah.
Or was it another Edward?
There's like two Edwards that have monikers after the name.
I see, yeah.
One of them's Alfred's son. I can't remember his bloody... Edward the Confessor, there's Edwards or something else, isn't there? But yeah, so... It's vied for control for quite a while until 1066. Harold Godwinson, one of my favourite historical people as well.
Well,
people always say William, don't they? Or they go Haraldr from Norway.
Yeah, Harald Hardrada.
Yeah.
Two Haralds. In this story as
and
well.
And Harold Godwinson, you're a battered one.
It was in the quiz, the quiz that we did a few weeks ago.
Yep.
The Battle of Hastings. We talked about the story about how he went up to the, what's the bridge called?
Stamford Bridge.
Stamford Bridge. Did the battle learn.
Went up there.
Had to fucking...
Kick the Vikings' ass again.
Yeah.
Wait, the single file.
Yeah, the single file on the bridge and they had to kill the guy. Do you know the story with...
fucking stabbed him underneath. Do you know that story exists in ancient China and ancient Japan as well? Not of him, but they've all got their own story of like this one guy holding a bridge.
What? It's because it's all AI. It's all simulation.
It is. We're all in a simulation.
We're in a simulation
right now.
But it's all been redone.
It's all been programmed.
Yeah. Westworld.
Sorry. One last bit, right?
Go on, yeah.
Alfred was never forgotten. His memory lived on through the Middle Ages. And in legend as that of a king who won victory in apparently hopeless circumstances and a wise lawgiver. Doesn't say enough, that. Some of his works were as copied as late as the 12th century.
Mm.
Modern studies have increased knowledge of him, but have not altered in its essentials. So the medieval conception of Alfred has never changed.
Yeah, he is what he is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alfred, yeah.
Yeah, give a round of applause for Alfred. I think, Charles, you're very blown
Are you
away.
Now Alfred-pilled?
Are you Alfred-pilled?
I am Alfred-pilled at this point, yeah.
You're not Viking'd.
He's got his tiny fort in Somerset.
I don't know.
You Viking?
I'm all for pillaging children, but...
Are you siding with Alfred as a Viking?
But when it comes to Alfred and his genius...
His genius.
No, I'm still a pillager. I'm still a Viking.
A raper. Alfred,
no. The fact, like they said, that he sent that letter out, so he must have had such a good way with words as well to convince these people to go against the Vikings.
Because
the Vikings...
The last battle...
Ferocious. They're very interesting culture.
Is there any speeches or anything like that that are out?
No, it wasn't. Like humble guy. I don't think he probably
anything like that. I mean, he could just be powerful, man.
In the TV series The Last Kingdom, he shouts "No mercy" a lot when he's fucking killing them all.
Oh, no mercy.
Get it on a T-shirt.
Watch The Last Kingdom. It's heavily fictionalized. The main character is heavily fictionalized, but some of the bullet points they get with Alfred is spot on.
Really,
and the Battle of Edmonton's class, isn't it?
Is it a series?
Yeah, it's a series. It's on Netflix. 5 seasons. And it's called The Last Kingdom because it's about Wessex, The Last Kingdom.
That is cool.
So Alfred-pilled here.
Yeah, you sold. You must be sold already because...
I want to get what is it called? A flag of Alfred or something for, I think.
I think so too. I'll put two for it.
Yeah, I think that'd be great, that big Alfred.
Big
Alfred.
I think we should all...
Big cigar with like sunglasses on.
Go
for him as a pet.
I think we could...
You're
going
to get baptized, bitch.
I think we can all take pointers.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a guy that lived a long time ago.
Yeah, it is mad the time as well. This is over 1,000 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, incredible.
What you
over
do.
1,000 years, and there's...
If you think about America, that's not even older than St. Helens. Do you know what I mean?
St. Helens is awful, though, I must say.
Like I said, Rainford's in the Doomsday Book, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's true,
I think, 669, I think
Ormskirk is as well.
Is it?
You don't like Ormskirk?
Sorry.
Is it the ring road?
The one-way
ring road?
That is awful,
it's
to be fair.
It's fucking such a bad design.
Gone down there on my driving lesson. It's awful.
It's a hard man to... Even though he lived up in that time, it's still hard to live up to building, making new laws, being one of the best military commanders ever.
Yeah.
Designing ships.
I think what's so special about him in that sense is that he's king as well, right? So, yes, he's expected, but he's also, in many ways... not expected. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so
I get it,
if we take it in a way of like a president manner, say take the US president, most recent, so like Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, for example, you just stay in the office eating cheeseburgers and shit like that. When you're brought to office or any type of power like that, significant power where all the eyes are on you, there's two things that you can do. You can either thrive in it or you can just take the day off, essentially.
And tell other people to do your job.
To your job. Because there's so many people around you, you could just do whatever. Fuck.
Well, there's a sense that he was genuinely a king that cared, rather than just a king that enjoyed having power and fought for not just personal glory and wealth, but fought for the actual survival of his people.
Yeah, he was for the people.
Yeah, I think that's what most people should be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want. In an ideal situation, that's what you want the king to be like, isn't it?
Yeah. Modern day morality, that is, right there, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just easy to follow, right?
Well, I think he definitely earned the great.
The only English king to ever be called the great.
Yeah, yeah.
He is indeed.
And you see now why I believe that's right, for sure.
Yeah, I think
you've been very strong on that point when you've told.
Yeah.
He's better than Richard.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, what are we going to say comparison-wise? Because that was funny when you brought it up. I think Richard he's a whole other level, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's a king.
I think Richard he's a fun historical character who was a good French king.
Yeah.
Who ruled England for a bit.
Did some good battles in the Holy Land.
Yeah, and like you said, he's got some cool battles behind in his name, hasn't he?
But entertaining.
He's not an English king for the people of England.
Not for the people, no.
Or the country.
He just took money, didn't he, and went to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, he's just like a fun, cool character, and Alfred's like the fucking goat.
The goat.
Yeah.
He's what a king should be like.
Go on. So I was just going to ask as well, in regards to just history and whatnot, is he talked about as much as the others? Like, you say that, you know, the three lions on the shirt is not really based on Alfred or anything.
People know Richard Moore. He's just got, like, he's got the cool name, hasn't he? The lion hands.
Like,
the image of him, like, jumping off ships in Jerusalem. And
Surely we should, like, the three lions on the shirt should be fucking banished. We should say something for fucking Alfred.
Alfred's the one.
You know what I mean?
Do you think he was the best king
that we've ever had?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all about the age, isn't it? Like, of when that person was a king and the things that they did.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably get a lot of trouble to say that Henry VIII was probably one of our best kings, and he was, like you said, he did not treat his wives very well.
Would love to do an episode.
But he had such...
Yeah, I think we should do an episode.
He was called a defender of the faith by the Pope and then started his own religion.
That is
great. Yeah, completely made his own religion.
That is bonkers.
Yeah, I think Henry VIII is a very, like we were saying,
he's a divisive character.
He did a lot of stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, I think Æthelstan should be good. Like, he's not known about at all.
Yeah,
and he's our first ever king, and he did some great stuff as well. He had some great battles.
Crazy.
What about William the Conqueror? He did a big change.
I think
he's
a great
change.
King as well.
Yeah,
this is what I was saying to you, Steve, in a couple of episodes ago. In that, you know, tragedy sparks our interest, right? In terms of like,
I remember that talk.
If something's, you know, big and aggressive, and our minds just go like that, fucking, it's more entertaining for us. So like, it carries on through history. What we all talk about, because let's be honest, who are we talking about in a pub? We're talking about Richard, or are we talking about thingy Alfred? We're talking about Richard.
Right? Yeah, Richard's big battles in the Holy Land.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if we actually put it down, what it is,
yeah. Alfred's the one. Alfred's the great.
Yeah.
Because you had kings like Richard who were good at fighting.
Yeah.
You had kings like King Otto who reformed the Holy Roman Empire. He was good at diplomacy. Mm-hmm. And then you had kings like Alfred who was just good at everything. And knew his job and saw it as a duty.
Yeah, duty.
Who do you want to be more like? If you could be either of them.
Being Alfred sounds exhausting.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest. And
Crohn's
he's got Crohn's disease
as well.
And he's got pain all the time.
Shitting all the time.
It's called great because no one else wants that. Yeah. You're great, mate, but I am not doing great. That job. That is so much responsibility.
Would you be Richard, though, fucking stuck in Jerusalem, I guess?
I'd rather be Richard.
Prick all day.
But I wouldn't, if I was Richard, I wouldn't have fucking gone to Jerusalem.
Yeah,
I'd have enjoyed being, like, ridiculously powerful and wealthy.
Richard could have just chilled in France.
Yeah.
He literally could
and
have just
waited
chilled.
For the throne.
Yeah. Women feeding him grapes as he does a bit of art.
Don't forget, this is the same man who fought his dad for the throne, a throne that he was about to inherit anyway.
Yeah, he's a fucking stupid cunt.
What about I wouldn't mind having a big adventure in the Holy Land, load of battles. I feel like that'd be quite an entertaining life in a way.
Would you want to go out like who would you want to go out like Crohn's disease, or would you want to go out like Richard?
Richard got shot, didn't he, by the arrow guy?
Yeah, he was just inspecting the troops and got shot. Maybe to be fair, I might have preferred to go out like Richard.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, no offense to people that have Crohn's disease, it's just not something. or that severity of Crohn's disease. It's just not something I would choose.
I don't
want to
go out
for
like
myself.
You do,
that's all. That's all I'm saying.
What about Charles II? He was a good party, wasn't he? That's what they've said.
Yeah, I've heard that he was
just partying all the time.
Mm. But a frolicker.
That's why I have the name.
Is that what you named?
Yeah.
The party
I
man.
I'm a frolicker.
There's few men in history that
can
say.
Oh, you named after Charles I.
Say they've changed the course of things after them, and Alfred's got to be one of them. William would be one of them.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think we leave it on that, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to end.
How long have we done?
Done an hour and 40.
Oh, fuck me, that's perfect.
I was so worried I was going to go through that too quick.
No, that's perfect.
Oh, that was amazing.
Unless we've got anything else to go over.
I just want to say that you lads are class.
Yeah,
great podcast,
class.
And keep it going because it's really good.
I want to start filming it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe getting clips, putting it on fucking TikTok or YouTube.
Reels.
Put it above there so we avoid this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
Aaron's pointing to the
Confederate.
Well, we wouldn't do it in front of
them. Or should we all just stand in front of
it? I think we need a new space. But we're thinking about it, aren't
we?
Yeah, yeah.
Some plans and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice to...
Well, I think you definitely need to come on again soon.
I agree.
I'd love to do that. You guys, I really enjoy hanging around with you two. You make history fun.
It's fun, even for me. You know, I'm not a history guy. I wouldn't normally seek it out in my spare time because I'm a thick fuck normally. And then, but
not
when,
at all.
When it's explained to me in this way, and we can have a chat about it, it's so interesting. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
As mates, so you can have a laugh and metaphors and like make a joke about it.
And can I say as well, like in regards to just history and basics, if it was explained in a way like this, if it was, you know, if it was more of a conversation based and whatever, even in school and stuff like that, I think definitely, when I was a younger, I would have definitely adapted better to history.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean?
The way they teach in school is so wrong.
Boring,
I know this is a rabbit hole in itself.
It's a bit boring.
It's textbook.
Textbook, yeah.
Very textbook.
You basically learn, oh, there were Saxons and then there were Normans and then there was King Henry VIII and then the World Wars happened.
Well, exactly. Even the point that you made about Henry VIII, you know, even though we studied up, we probably spent a whole few months studying that in school. Yeah. Never
full
heard
term.
That in my entire life.
But mainly about his wives is what we studied about.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so annoying.
But then again, that point is also fun to us because we're like, oh, you beheaded her, wow.
Yeah.
If you start talking about the Vikings bludgeoning people and stuff like that, it is our history, and I know there's got to be some kind of line between, you know, what you can talk about in school or shit like that. But with that being said, it is part of history. Let's fucking talk about it.
Yeah,
let's explain why,
and
you know.
And have a laugh with it.
What more to get kids interested than bloody Vikings?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
that's
look,
it.
Fucking...
And the man that kicked their ass.
Yeah, that's true.
The main G.
No kids are desensitized to fucking shit nowadays. Look, fucking, you can go on TikTok, you see an ass. Then you see fucking someone getting killed by a train or something. You know what I mean? You
get someone's juggling.
Yeah, train. Fuck it. I saw it the other day. No, but my point is, like, you know, you could.
Yeah, yeah, you could
push the boundaries just a little bit if everyone wasn't a fucking fanny.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah. I agree. I think definitely schools, even, not even history, but like science. Like, I've learned well more from science just from YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And I've not, like, sat down to learn science, like... And I've learned more than I did in school.
Same.
I think I was in high school, especially, I was very lucky with the science and history teacher that I had. They both made it extremely interesting for
me.
What school did you
go? Cuffbits.
Oh, was it Cuffies?
Yeah.
Cuffies, I see.
Believe it or not, and I went during the golden age of Cuffies. So
the golden age.
I was very lucky.
The prime era.
You know, at the time when we were the top four fucking school in the Northwest.
Oh, fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I got the wrong hand dealt to me. I got shit.
No, I was just lucky because it was Cuffbits were shit. I went, oh, we're actually doing all right. And I left and it went shit again. So I was like, you know what? I got what I needed.
Yeah, you did it. That's bonkers, that is. Well,
fuck.
It went to the right person. Let's say that.
Oh,
that
cheers,
education.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
You could say that.
I retained it.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
Oh, well, okay, yes, we'll finish there. I think
follow on social media.
Oh yeah, that was fun
to remember. Yeah, we had a clip last episode where Steve went at the start, he was like, I've got some notes, and he went, I want everyone to follow us on social media. And then there was just a silence, and we just burst out laughing. It was like,
they thought I was gonna say like something else,
like yeah,
proper notes,
and we just went, oh.
That was
just
listen
to the podcast then.
I have notes. Yeah. Follow me.
Literally that.
If you want to look at the clip, it's on our Instagram at Brevin Chaos.
Follow that. Subscribe to YouTube, and that's it. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks for listening.
This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.